Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. And I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go down to town. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there've been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. And are we talking about now? So, you know, it's nice that you have tuned in to the Blog Talk Radio Show. This, the Cosmic Philosopher, I'm Tim Aldred. I tell you that something is going on in the world for, say, 2,600 years. Yeah. About 2,600 years. And when we talk about civilization, listen, right off white people. White people are sodomites. You know, they are quick to, like, cut off my telephone while I'm talking because they don't agree with anything I say. I know that they are homosexual. And they are doing their best in these days because they realize the power of civilization does not agree with them. That's the reason why they are dressing up and behaving like they are law-abiding people who, after they kill off so many, oh, my God. I'm going to tell you what it is. Holocaust. You want to tell me that AD and a Domini, that they use this nonsense, it is Jesus that they use to be a government. It only solidify they are not a government. How can you use a character that has never existed by anyone? You could understand if they were trying to call a European character Jesus. They don't do that. They don't do that. These white people, they reason like primates, converting into a human being. Yeah, that's the way they reason. Because I look on, going back 100,000 years ago, where the problem started with they attacking our people. And the things that they do to our people when we were trying to leave Africa and come to the Western world. By the way, that trip or that move did happen. Our people did manage to reach the Western hemisphere. And everything we do, white people take it and use it to do something that represents them. I mean, you never see people more idiotic than white people. Because I have a right to say it. They can think that they own America because they're just, they are the only culture of sodomy. And the energy is building. And anybody with any sense of observation will see that these white people are perishing right in front of our very eyes. Okay? And what many people may be afraid to say about white people, someday they may say, you know, this guy was telling us, it's like he ignore everybody else and he's telling what he foresee. And what I'm trying to tell you, I am deeply inside of me, I hate what has really been happening. And I grew up in the church, so you see, I have a lot of passion, and let's say for a preoccupation of my younger days and for my people, the ethnic and the hybrid people, the indigenous people, I have clear memory of the church and the type of environment that it provided. We didn't know nothing about no homosexual in can church. Throughout the country, there was nothing sympathetic to homosexuality. These white people know how to psychologically put our people into different groups. They give them different churches and so and so on. So it is very clear to me that our days of the church and believing very convincingly that it is a good place and God is in there. Yeah. And these white people realize that we bought what they sold us. Because they first get their bad blood and disease inside of our blood somehow. Back there, there is history to bring us to it, because they don't make it very easy for us to, you know, just go direct to certain things, because they do a lot of things to our concept and what we have done like it is real and it's foolishness. But they get us to do it. And white people think today that they have made a country out of America that is sodomite. They have the law, right? In a Supreme Court to marry same-sex people. And they, look, when you look at these white people in America and see them doing their sodomite culture thing in open, very open view, it tells us that they don't care nothing about us. Sodomy is the stinkiest type of thing that anybody can do, and civilized people, not into that. Our culture is not into that. They come and get and create starvation and bad condition in America. I'm talking about America right now. It's not just America. Over one place over there that something is going on. These same people kick out our people in New Zealand and the other country over there. They do all these things. And you see what happened? They get fire to burn them up. And now there is something going on at I think New Zealand there right now. We have tornadoes right now, burning them up, knock down everything. They have business, houses, and stuff like that right now. And if you check on back in the 40s, way back there, the amount of tornadoes that formed in America, let's say from the 19th century, 1925 and back there, it escalated to back into the 40s or 30s. You didn't see so much tornado, but it began to increase gradually. And they will tell you, it doesn't matter how the number goes up high for the year on tornadoes, these white people, they are never going to say, oh, we have to pray to the gods. No, they will not say that. They'll continue to fuck us all. They will continue to claim that America is their country. They don't have no conscience at all. None. So it doesn't matter. No, you don't show them no sign, because they say is oh God. They're gonna tell you it's climate change. They're going to tell you it's climate change. Today, when they are talking, they're not talking like African people exist. You hear me? They're not talking like we exist at all. Because now, you know, all those guys talking about what's going on with Trump. That's all they are talking about, Trump. You know, they are against Trump. They forget they and Trump kill millions of us they and their ancestors come to America and begin to kill us. They don't care about that. Oh, this is their country. They still listen to this guy, Midas. Midas such. He's a lawyer. You see? And he doesn't have any better sense than to defend they come here and kill so many and throw us down. You can hardly count our dead. Okay? From 1492 coming along. You see what I mean? So the few years that things wasn't so bad is like when they just came. You see, like, 1630. You see? So a little bit before, like in 1492. Yes. Things get out and completely where these people were killing us, like they are killing, you know, some wild birds or something like that. They don't care about our lives. And when you see they make up churches, they make up all these institutions and make it seem like they want, look, they want a certain character of theirs to be like they are saved and sanctified and they praise Jesus. Jesus is, you know, they paint a picture that Jesus is real. And it is because our brain is retarded over the last 100,000 years. We're using like just about 10% of our brain. If you really look on our situation over the years and what we are right now, we're these sodomite white people don't see us as a people to be in America. And the history is telling you we are here at least 40,000 years before they come and talk about the invading us and talk about AD Anno Domini and all these kind of things. They you see, Trump is attacking the presidency that he has been a part of. His brain is gone because it is so, you know, it doesn't make any sense. When Trump is trying to destroy the very presidency that he accepted, you know, say like for some 6 years ago, and now he's turning on his own people and government that he has been a part of. He has no sense. I mean, they are on the wrong side because they come here and a pure killing, they kill us, okay? But when Trump become a president and then he lost and he decided he's going to turn, you know, worse than what? He can only turn worse European because him a president don't make him less than a criminal. He has been a criminal from a child. He's born a criminal, right? And now he's destroying it. And we are here looking at them, fighting each other. At least we're not looking at them, killing us and dropping us by the wayside and all that kind of thing, right? Mm-mm. But they have done it all to us. And we are looking at them now as a government. And all I will tell you that AD Anno Domini is not even dry grass. Jesus is a faggot character 100%. I can't talk loud enough. These people are looking at us and don't think that they are to go back home to Europe. They don't think so. We must set 1220 AD that they used to kill us. We must accept that they are ruling. Now, I have people, you know, of my own blood. They don't begin to see any light. A friend of mine that we were Christians together and stuff like that. Last time I talked to him, the brother ridiculed me for saying certain things that what I think today, he thought that, you know, like I gone off the track, you know, and I'm reading history, I'm seeing reality and stuff like that. And I'm talking for people to learn something. I cannot stop. I have learned for these white people's sake because they have what they call a law. No, I have laws right now. They cannot shake, and that if they were to face me, that's what they would be up against. A government long before their time. They can't make government. Moreover, in our territory, where government jurisdiction is, and they come here with their fucking stinking madness talking about they are government, the law of the land. These guys are fucking too much of their asses. Really. And they have law now in our territory where our government is. Oh, they prevent us from being our government, you don't see it. Kingship. You know, it's like they don't care about kingship because our brain is gone, so they're going to run business. They don't think that any one of us will spring up and will demand our government to function. We don't want you here. You're a faggot. You're not into this world history textbook that they themselves recognize what this world history book says. They do some editing to twist what they want to twist, but there are too many things written in this book. They are not able to deface, to change those things, and they are too tangible. You see, they have very, very serious tangible energy in them. They can't change it. You read it, and I am going to say, all right. You say you have a government, okay? And you turn into this world history textbook. This is the world history textbook. It's not a Bible. Bible is no authority nowhere on planet Earth. You hear me? And I'm telling you, if I should go into a court of one of their court of law right now, they say if they want to, like, take me to court for things that I'm saying against government, they wouldn't be able to prove that they have a government, because that's where the river would come down, where I pull our laws and kingship. And the time, you know, that they come and say they have a government, they would have shit up every part of them. They can't show that they are a government. They're saying that because we have been retarded for a long time, and they know what they were doing, and therefore today they have the upper hand and the privilege to say they are a government. But I know they are not. Take up this world history textbook and see what kind of government is in this world history textbook. You see what I mean? If we don't know what government jurisdiction is, they would have a chance. They don't have a chance now. It doesn't matter how much judge they have, how much courthouse they have. It don't belong. It's not relevant to African people. You hear that? That's right. And look, if you think it's a joke, Call me and tell me how much a joke it is. Call me. There is time now, about 50 minutes. Anybody can call me. And if you can prove to me that these white people, I mean, why am I talking about these white people? Because they are here in our space, about some 400 years in America. Now, tornadoes and myself, you know, represent the gods, okay? I am here, and I am talking for a while, and then, you know, I am asking the gods to send us the tornadoes. Really? And you see, it appears like I am really getting a response from the gods. Because how many tornadoes now are we getting from about, you know, over the past week coming into this week? And if you see nobody not going on like they are, you know, they are terrified. No, they're not. Because these white people keep people calm. You know, they know nobody talk about the tornadoes and stuff like that. And if you turn on your TV, you might see the local stations in those areas, they are publishing, you know, the damage that's being done out there. You don't have to have a lot of sense to know that something is wrong. Not just since yesterday. Something is wrong in America from these sodomites come here. Because, look, you don't understand that white people are a hazard to our health and how much of us they kill with their disease. You don't think about that. How much of our people dead and gone because of them. Okay? And they want the world, people abroad, they know to intimidate some people abroad that they send their envoy out there to intimidate governments and do things out there. So now, America has such a respect. Such a respect. Now, let them take me on and prove to the world that they are government. Prove to the world that talk about the United States and you talk about United States currency. It's not currency. Although I use it to buy bread. But I'm telling you, it's not currency. It's only because the space has been open for them to carry on them fangandangas and say it's currency. But it's not currency. United States money is a mafia currency. U.S. currency is a mafia currency. From they are using the system, it was not money. Even if it's real gold they have, it's still not credited because it has to be in civilized hands. They are not civilized. They are criminals. You see, so it's not that gold is not gold if they have it. But what I'm trying to say to you, when a thief steal your cash and gone and using it for their own whatever, is it cash? You know, is it cash? No, he's a thief. And the energy that makes ownership of something is not on it. You know, it's only because you can assume something to be good and use it and it is accepted as good. But I tell you what, if you apply certain circumstance to it, the owner is a thief. That currency cannot be cannot be theirs. It's not theirs. And it is the truth that sanctify what it is. Even when the person who steal it and using it, it doesn't make it the cash that it is, because it has lost the spirit and the energy that is it's supposed to be used by. So there is something more to life than what we are looking at, okay, and assuming to be so. Honesty is something that you must have, and tell the truth and be, you know, hone your own things and leave other people, let them strive for themselves, but don't go kill them and all that. White people deserve to be destroyed by the tornadoes. Okay? Let them run and go down into their underground, run and hide and stuff like that and just talk. No, they are never going to give honor and praise to the immortal gods that has provided for the earth atmosphere and bless us with all the things that we are always trying to scrape up and to enrich ourselves. There was nobody here before civilization come, no human being. There was only these white people, they're hominid, primates. Only they were here and they never speak a word. Okay? So whatever happened from then that bring them to be talking and now say they are government, and you don't hear any of us talk about kingship that the gods brought to earth and, you know, establish humanity. You read and it shows that it is because the gods came and created us as primitive workers. What we become now and like, oh, we are king, we are this and we are that and we have money and stuff like that. Listen, you've got to go back to the beginning of time. And here is the book that is written. Two good books. One is to let you know that the Genesis creation story you're reading is not true. Right? And if you never heard about Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics and how that they've been killing us over the past 2,000 years, you need to pay attention to these things, because you're looking at these white people like they are people. They are not human beings. They're not human beings. Okay? And I'm saying it over and over. And what they have is all these, all of these things that they know as technology and all this kind of stuff. And, every other month they give you a new phone, what they call it, the hops, all day long, these white people. You see, they have all, pictures and all these, inhuman foolishness. They have all over the place. In their art, they are not humans, but because they find a way to exist. They find a way to exist. And they realize it is better for them to take on human appearance. Yes, that's what white people are doing. Okay? So you think that because they're going to give you a social security check or some other program they're going to try, and so they're trying to give you this and all that, they are only put what you call honey on your lips. When you accept to believe in church, it is proven that you're not using more than 10% of your brain. Because where historic knowledge is concerned, church is not a civilized thing. Jesus never exists, so therefore what you're believing is in vain. And you may say, you know, you believe, but look, believe is not defined the way church uses it. You see what I mean? It's not because believe is not a good word. It is a good word. But if you use believe the wrong way, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. And simply, I talk all the time, and I think a lot of people don't bother paying or mind, but when I tell you about the use of the word believe, it is a doing. It is a doing act when you believe, because you don't believe in the wind. You don't believe in nothing and look to gain. You don't gain anything when you believe in, as it were, nothing. When you assume that you are believing into something and somebody is scamming you, you're not believing in anything. Like, you believe. The proper way in language, etymology, I think the term is for you to believe in something, either it is tangible or intangible. But you should have a sense of something. So it may be intangible with the potential to become tangible. Because we live by the tangible too. Yeah. And whilst we keep knowledge in our head to reason and obtain things, that's the intangible. All right? And because we use our senses, we obtain through what we do. And if you know of something, I say something, not nothing, and you are working with that something, whether it is intangible or tangible, if indeed that thing that you're thinking about has substance. All right. So if you and somebody is doing something, and you know, you are depending on them to come through with something. Now, you know, you have a little faith in this person. You have some faith in this person that they are doing the thing right and stuff like that. And you believe that things is working. That way, you're not believing in nothing. No. A good agreement. You know, a firm agreement with someone to do something in any kind of way. That's something. If somebody trick you and get you to be hanging on to something when there is nothing coming for you, they're telling you there will be something, but then, you know, they know in their heart they're setting you up to fail. Yeah. So when they tell you about believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, you know how many million of people believe that? and they never get anything. If they claim they get something, it's not what they think it is. Other energy is working in the world around you, and things can happen to you, and you think that it's because you pray to Jesus and you pray to God. Well, that's not the case. Sometimes it's just mercy, coming your way to keep you from perish. But it's not what you're thinking about Jesus, because Jesus never exists. Okay? But the church teaches us to believe things like that. Like, when you believe in the God in the Bible, you don't know that no God not in the Bible. When the Bible, God is telling you that he's all-knowing and he know all things. The same Bible turn around and show you that God does not exist. Because a God in the Bible that it says know all things. He predestined all things. Everything that happened is by him, good or bad. Now, so you have to, once you commit that God in the Bible is a God, and he bring all things into the world because he wanted the world to be so. He creates Adam and Eve in a garden. They are perfect. God said that in the first chapter when he talks about what God created, and it shows you that he created mankind, and at the end he said they are good. God said Adam and Eve are good, perfect people. And it didn't run too long before the serpent come and turned them into idiots. Ain't that right? That's right. And a God who know all things, in Genesis 6 through 6, it tells you that God said, look, it repented me. You know, I changed my mind. You know, that I created these people. You read that? Don't you read that? You're a quacko. You're an idiot. That God is perfect in front of you, and then you just transform and turn an idiot. Because he's not supposed to say he's sorry when he knew what he was making. And you succumb to that. How do you swallow that? God said, It repented him that he made mankind up on the earth, and therefore he's going to use the flood and kill them. Aren't you reading Genesis every day? And that's what it says. And you are believing in that God when you're sick or whatever thing are going on. You pray to God. Everybody's always saying praise God. You know, thank God, and you know, oh God, have mercy and all that. Now, what God do you think you're praying to? The Pope, that's who you are praying to, because we don't have it in history where a Bible God does anything. We don't say none of that. Okay? We have a history that says, when there was no civilization on planet Earth, the first thing that came about was the white people's ancestors, bipedal, hominid, primates. Okay? And it tells very clear that they develop and come from different apes. You know, different monkeys. That's what it says. So we are far away from what is true because we are into the Bible. That's what these white people create, talk about. White people are the talking serpent, if you don't know. When you read the Bible and talk about talking serpent in the Bible is not a physical thing. Talking serpent is something that you have to believe that this, a snake was there, you know. But if you're sane enough to understand that there is never anything on earth like a talking serpent, yet still they write that in the Bible and want you to have strong faith that it's true. These sodomite white people that you're looking at. I mean, things happen in the world that we don't really understand. We don't know. Because guess what? You don't read enough to know. And therefore, you think that, you know, not, you know, that has to be true. God can do all things. Get out of that stuff. Because you're going to perish with thinking those kind of ways. We have been given eyes to see, external eyes, and an inner eye to reason, okay? And when we follow the teaching of the church and think that that's the only thing exists for us, because you haven't read, and you bias against reading to know. You go distrust everything else for something that is planted in your mind, and you don't want to prove it wrong. If you have something to prove, if it's wrong, you know, you don't want to see it because you believe in what you don't know and you think you know. That's not the way it works. Okay? So what I'm saying to you, the world that we are looking at and think, you know, you are assuming what is reality, but you don't read reality, it's not going to work. Your mind, you're not going to succeed like that because you're believing rubbish and you don't be dedicated to look and see. When I tell you that the Pope said this after they've been what we are glorifying as Caesar Augustus, and come up to now the crucifixion and all that, and we believe all that. The Pope is telling us that he's apologizing for the sins that they have committed against us. One of the major sins is 1220 AD. It's a law that they made 1,000 about 20 years ago. To become Christians, you probably don't understand that we are in a different time now. There was the time when our people, our ancestors, African ancestors, a lot of them were not accepting the Christian teaching. And these sodomite white people will bring about the Jesus Christ thing. They were coming after some of our people and set up Inquisition to come and warn us that we must come out and join the church. Otherwise, they're going to put you in a prison or lock you up or kill you. Yeah. Penalty of death. They still have that law right now. And when I tell you that these people don't really have anything at all except their, you know, their the shit in their guts. When you talk about government, no, you can compare it to that. What they have is shit in their gut and their penis or vagina or something like that, but they don't have anything tangible and intangible together to say they are civilized. They don't have any civility. White people don't have no civility, but they are fooling us that they do. Now, I come into the world literature textbook and say, what the government is there, that civilized government. Civilization come when the gods came to earth and create us 200,000 years ago. These white people are saying, telling us something completely different from what the world literature textbook says. Right now, as the textbook is right in front of me, they are saying things on Google that is not true. And the truth is into this world literature textbook right here. You see what I mean? So these white people that we are accepting like they are human being and they are civilized people because they can read or write, you don't know what civilization is yet. Okay? So the point is, I'm telling you something that I didn't know, but I begin to read. And you know what? I didn't have anybody to help me interpret nothing. It's the words that I read. Interpret, I am supposed to know. And that's a fact. So when I tell you that when what you're looking at in Christianity is not for civilized hybrid people, the white people don't look at us or recognize us as hybrid people. They do not. And the reason why is the same reason why they write a Bible and they don't write and include us into that creation. They talk about Adam and Eve, but they talk about Adam and Eve like they were created through our bond through Adam and Eve. And no gossip. That's not the truth. So to be confused is a hell of a thing. You are removed from reality when you're not with the source of knowledge to lead us. These people, the church itself as Christianity, don't belong to us. We were never created to be Christians. So if you're a Christian and you keep on depending on these white people and they acting like they are really government. Look, if you give me $7 trillion to become a Christian, I couldn't be a Christian. Because you think that you couldn't pass up that money, but I have no second thought at all. You see what I mean? I know one time I turned down $10,000 many years ago because it would violate my inner core and what I was thinking at that time. I'm still thinking in that same way now, 30 years ago or something like that. I am telling you to read and understand for yourself is the greatest that you can do for yourself. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. These are the things that the Pope apologized for. And it's not against his own people. It's against us, hybrid people. And this is what, you know, I'm not starting from the top. And this article is written by a Kathleen Grossman, USA Today, in the year 2000, right? So it's like about so long ago now, about... we are 2023, you know, so it's about that long now, about 23 years ago, if I am right. And this Pope is at the place where these white people overthrow our king, Lucius Tarquinius. Right? Lucius Tarquinius. And yes, from that, I think, was the last king. Yeah, I think he was the last king. No, I think Selassie is after him. Yeah, maybe a couple was after him. But yeah, he was, I think, the first one that they take down, right? And this is how it's from the take down that king, they took our military and all that and begin to, like, invade us and turn us into Roman citizens. I read these things for the first time. I never hear anybody talk about them. And they are into the world-renowned history textbook, National Geographic, Glencoe, right? Our government is in there, and these guys have what you call AD Anno Domini. Look at them. Look at them. And they can't tell you that they are the first civilization with anything. No. They can't show you that anything. They can't show you something that they did and press with a seal and tell you it is like in the BC era, because they've been about and making trouble since the BC till late in the BC era. Okay? So they can't show you anything, say, even in first century BC. They can't show you anything that they manufacture in Europe. But they have the guts to tell us that they are the first and they are the best people in the world. And in this world is a textbook, no white people are civilized. And it's only because they make up a system and say they have a government, why they can count themselves. Otherwise, if it was for real, hybrid African citizenship, they could not be counted. White people cannot be counted as real civilized people. They are not, because what they are is not what nature make them to be. Therefore, they're standing up in front of us and doing all kind of stuff, okay, and claiming all kind of stuff because we don't know. All right, look at what they were doing and still are doing. The documents list false. The Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect to cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, mean that they were battering and killing women. This kind of a sound very, very light, like it's not much, but it's a whole bunch of dead bodies, holocaust, that this Pope is talking about, but he's not going to the depth of it, right? He says, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. That may sound, you know, like not a lot of evil, but, you know, he's not expressing the evil them in there. You know, they are, you know, put into, you know, kind of a like, put into terms like, you know, they don't show you the core of what they're talking about. But if you read the history, you will know that these white people are monkeys. And if you're afraid to tell them that they are monkey and prove it to them in the world history textbook, they suck it here. White people suck it here. So I'm here, and I have to talk what I read and what I understand. They don't. They're not supposed to be here to hear what I'm saying. They're not supposed to be here to hear what I'm saying because they have gone. They have all the things. But I know where they get the military from. I know where they get the money from. I know when they didn't have anything. It's all recorded in the World History textbook. So these white people that you see, we are skinning teeth with. And behave like, oh, we don't have anything, or if no, nobody, we don't come from nowhere. No, they're the one who fit to be characterized like they don't come from anywhere. Because they're coming from where they couldn't talk. Nature did not make them talk. It's our blood that they come and steal our blood. That's why they are talking right now. That's a lot for people to handle. But it is true. You see what I mean? When I'm telling you, single-handedly, they must go back to Europe. You don't hear anybody talk about that, but I'm telling you that because they better do. Go back to where they come from because they just walk in here like it was theirs and they are sodomites. White people are sodomites. It doesn't matter what you think about them, but what you think, if it is not the history that say it, don't feel comfortable with that, because you really have to find out the truth. Until then, you don't have what is the truth inside your mind, and that's not good. You feel like what you believe is the truth. Well, someday you'll grow old and dead and stuff like that and never think the right thing. I was in the church. I was Christian. Until I was about 6 years of age, from age 7, you know, I that's where I was. I never thought that there was anything else to know. I didn't. And if it hadn't been that I had a strong thinking to reason and to look for what is on the left or what is on the right, I would still be a Christian because I wouldn't understand what to do. But I do understand, and I follow what I understand. So I don't look, these white people, don't you see how they celebrate themselves, and they talk to us like, oh, you know, you got to be careful what you do, otherwise they'll lock you up in the jail and, you know, nothing more of you. Yeah. But anytime they know you know the truth in the book, they will stay away from you. They will stay away from you because all they have as ultimate solution is to kill you as long as they can. You see what I mean? That's all these people do. That's all that they know. And they now, you see, they're going on like they are not sodomites. Can't you see? Or they dress up into jacket and tie and stuff like that. 100,000 years ago, history shows they were not wearing cloth. White people were not wearing cloth. And I bet you now some our African people would hear me talking and they would have to say, you know, like lament and say why I'm saying this thing, because they don't want to hurt the feelings of white people. And white people are not even people. They are not human beings. And a lot of our people would never yield to that. Because they believe in Jesus, and Jesus never exists. That is something, I read it in the Bible all over here, that Jesus never exists at all. Okay? And the only thing that makes sense of Jesus and his father is that they are two homosexual characters. And that's all they are in the way we see them mentioned in the Bible. They never existed. God that they're talking about in the Bible never existed. Okay? And you can read in their book can spiral 4,000 years ago. That is when we begin to start living into urban development civilization. And these folks began to work on us living in the Western world. Remember, we came from Africa to the Western world. And they began to work on us to talk about some God in the sky who see Abraham and over the past 4,000 years, we become Christians. Yeah, we become Christians. Over the past 4,000 years, these white people did that and tell us about in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth and all this kind of thing. You see, if we read and understand, well, I am telling you, I would never know anything if I were to depend on anybody, because my church don't teach me anything when it comes to finding the truth. No, because a pure lie, you know, they dish out in the Bible and into other media, you know, other literatures and stuff like that. You see what I mean? But I am somebody grow up, and I don't read, you know, to the level of a lot of my siblings and other people that I know. But I try to make it through adult high school, though. And with that, I'm helped a lot, and the good Lord helped me. What I read and I know, you can't fool me with that. As long as I have the ability to understand what it is, you can't fool me with that. You can't bribe me. You can't do nothing with me, because I am going to perform the intent that is in me, that I think that's what the Lord gave to me. And you as a human being, you're not going to get me to swallow your nonsense. Right? So I'm telling you, what is your ours is ours. They don't want to acknowledge, white people don't want to acknowledge our creation. They do not. So they don't put it in the Bible. They will talk about Adam and Eve in a garden and they say it's Africa, but they can't tell you we are in Africa because they don't want to tell. They want us to be idiots. I am no longer that idiot. I am no longer that idiot. And I know jolly well when I say they need to get out of America and go back to Europe, that is the truth. That is the truth. These fucking ass white people that don't look like us, they don't have anything for us. Okay? And all they want to do is be like us, and they do all kind of things to jeopardize our life and kill out most of us. That's all they know to do. Okay? And they think that they are able to control all our leaders because they are totally deranged. You see what I mean? But get to read and you will feel the steel in you to not compromise with nonsense. Don't go for it. These white people, they are snakes. They are primates. That's the kind of character they give to themselves. And I am not going to shy away from them because, you know, just one touch is going to, like, send them over the brink. That's no joke. You know, that's no joke. I'm telling the truth, and if they want me to come fuck ass with them, it's not going to happen. Okay? They don't have any right to come and live among us because their disease is what is killing us. And the order is get out. Get out, because you don't have any civilization at all. You don't have no humanity that you can show. You're a different species It doesn't matter what anybody says. White people is a different species from African ethnic people. Completely different, and they exist long before us. Millions of years before us. Get out from among us. That's all they want, is to be among us and then go on like, he's not, you know, call himself white supremacist. And I'm telling you, get your white supremacist fucking ass culture out of our territory, because we have with us something greater than any weapon you have outside there, right? You see out there the damage done by tornadoes, and you would like to tell people is climate change. Yeah, because you, all you love to do, asshole, that's all you like to do, and turn we into fools. That's all white people good for. All they want to call themselves, no, they are none of what they think they are. It's the reason why I'm here. And, you know, if they cannot, like, call me, at least call me, face me, and tell me that you are government, and then you will prove what type of government you are. It's sure not AD Anadamani. Call me. You just like about 6 o'clock now. I mean, just a few seconds. 347-850-1358. It's getting down late now, but nobody wants to call this person, because the truth is very, very hard, and you have to be following these white people, you know, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. Until a person face the truth, you don't have anything working for you. And you can die and perish with your foolishness that you're thinking, right? But if you decide to face something that is strange to you, but you want to know, right, the thing is to go into it and see whether or not you are onto something or you are onto nothing. Prove all things, even the Bible that Christians follow, tell them that. But a lot of people, even the leaders, the preachers, whenever they are faced with something that, you know, is telling them to turn back from where they're going, they cannot afford to do that because it has money in it and all kind of different things. I don't want none of their money. I don't want a church money. That's no joke about that. You know, if anybody's going to give me money, on condition, I'll take money from somebody, but it cannot be compromising. It cannot be compromising. I'm not going to take no compromising money. I passed that long time, but I didn't know better for a long time, because when I was Christian, it's a different story from what I know, I think today, all right? I am telling people, and you know what? I think some people out there are checking out what I say. I think some smart people are out there, are checking out what I say. They wouldn't be unwise enough to be listening to me and don't know, you know, and I'm not getting anything. All right, look, I have come to this point where I hope that for the benefit of people, we should be able to face issues and take it apart and see what it is. We should be willing to do that instead of being afraid of it. Experience. My experience is that I began to read, and the good Lord tell me in my head, I am to be careful of how I am reading. Make sure I understand words and their meaning and what I'm reading. That's how I got help from a reasoner in my brain that tells me the way how to read. And that is what got me out of my Christian life. Yes, it got me out of my Christian life. No ball tonight for dinner. You can finish your last soup. And maybe tomorrow you can go Bravo to shop for your next spot. If you are no longer up to do the walking, I can try to drop you off and pick you back up. Yes, my friends, only the gods that we read about in history, in prehistory, that gives us all the good things on planet Earth. I know it's not these sodomite white people who want to turn us into idiots. All right. It's a long time now. We are pretty much over the hill, because I can tell you there is only one person that could draw a match and light a fire. You can burn down a whole, big acreage of trees. You see what I mean? Sometimes you hear about fire blazing out there in different places. And all it will take is just a little spark to catch a fire. In the human world, where people are suffering and, from a lack of knowledge, you just need one person to set the rest on the knowledge fire. The knowledge fire, right? And so, there are too many refutation, objection, condemnation, in the world is your textbook that goes against AD and Adamani and these white people. It's not a government. And I am not telling you, like the core of all the core of what I know about these white people and when they're talking about government and church and stuff like that. They don't worth anything. It don't worth anything. It works something in the sense that we don't know and they get the benefit to tell us and make us do things. No. Right now, I'm looking forward to the gods to do things so that when the gods do things and you hear somebody talking and talking stuff, strange things and right things, judgment to the line, righteousness to the plummet. You see, those who are unable to understand have a better chance at understanding. When you see something is going on, it has to be that the divine don't like what's going on and tired of it. Well, that's the place I want to be. In that position, I want to be. I want to be evidence that our God that created us is watching over us and willing to do things to help us. The tornadoes out there, you see, and there are more things that has been written that will come and take these people out, these white people. I am telling all the time that they're not supposed to be among us. They take it for a joke. They don't want to think, they don't want to recognize that we are the civilized people, not them. They don't want to acknowledge it. But they know, just as though they know and have acknowledged the gods of heaven in this world, is a textbook. They know that they get all of what they have today because of the gods who came to earth and do wonderful things with their civilization. That's it. And they are only pretending. White people are pretending. But I know whatever I have read and find out, it's way underneath their roots now. I'm under their roots. There ain't no white people out there can talk and shut me up because I'm not making any sense. There's nobody out there because this is not about making TV or computer. This is about following the history that tell us where we come from and who we are. That's what it is. Okay? So these white people that you see here, what do they do righteous? Fuck each other's wherever they want. That's all white people do. And they're feigning about church and this and that and stuff like that. No, get them out of the way. And I'm telling them, look, we want our space. You see what I mean? We want our space. I don't think they probably will let anybody hear what I'm saying here. Because, look, this is ultimate stuff. I have the fire into my eye. Fire in my inner eye too. I am not frazzling out. This is ordained that white people are going to perish. What they have done is unforgivable. Okay. All right. Let me get to this now. Gays invading hominid primates. Gays invading hominid primates will be destroyed by tornadoes. Must go to Europe. You must go Europe. That's where they come from. And they're not going to stay out here like is America they come from. So all they set up like government, it's going to come down. It has to come down because as in the beginning, so in the end, they have nothing at all to show for a beginning. They can only show that they come here and put the king down in Rome, Italy. You see what I mean? And right there, they are on this spot to show you how they're skylarking an idiot. Why are they on the same spot? Because they think that they conquer us and they have a right. Only they have a right to be there. You hear? Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what they think. This is not Mandela. I am not Mandela. Definitely not Mandela. I am Timothy Aldred. And I am the only Timothy Aldred I know. The other Timothy. Oh, and by the way, it's a Bible name. Bible name. I have a Bible name. And I have a Bible name, Timothy. And I have a brother named Paul. I have a brother named Hosea and a prophet. I Yeah. I have a brother named Joseph. And look, wait, man, one more. Daniel is Joseph Daniel. That, you know, my father is Jonathan. Jonathan. And I'm not done. There is Jeremiah. I'm not done. There is James. Oh, did I say St. Paul? Yeah, there is Paul. St. Paul. Oh, my God. But let me tell you, I'm holding on to the gods that I read and are convinced and see all the evidence around me on planet Earth that going to South Africa and you need not to doubt that what Michael Tellinger and his group of scientists discover in South Africa. That place been there for about some 6,000 years now, and you know, these white people don't want African people to enjoy their own things. These sodomite white people, if they come in my face right now, I tell them, you know, you need to show me your deed for the land of the United States. Show me the deed. Okay? And when did you write this deed? They don't have nothing because they think, you know, fucking asshole and steal and kill people with the weapons that we build. Yeah, they use our weapons against us. And we don't use it for them. Right? But the point is, you know, they can't run and fight at the same time. Stand up and let it be a thing of life, not a thing of death, because you kill enough already and you don't get nothing out of it except the stupidity of living, and you don't live like you understand what fucking asshole is. You don't understand that, okay? We are not that. And if you understand what fucking asshole is, you wouldn't introduce it to us and put it in a Bible. You wouldn't do that, you stinkers. Okay? You think we must respect you because you have the money and whatnot, whatnot. No. You going down. Down, down. The tornadoes are there. They're there. Right? When you think they would have gone away Monday. Yeah, when you think they would have gone yesterday and, you know, and so, and no, but they come back today. And these tornadoes are destroying people's house. Don't you see? From long time, this is what is going on. Destroy, if you plant anything, destroy your business and everything like that. Because, you see, the gods ain't going to play with you, sodomite. And even the African people, them who are go to your church, they are going to get swept away too, like some in the flood. Because you're not paying any reverence to the gods. The gods is everything. They are responsible for our lives. And you come here to make us, to turn us away from our Creator. Get your shit out back to where you come from. Yeah, that's right. You see, I am not afraid to tell Hunu, call you by your name. You're a fucking ass, white person. And all of you don't remember how many of us you put into the Holocaust? You don't remember? You all behaving like you didn't do anything. You shit house fucking ass stinking white people. You are sodomite culture. And get away from our culture. Get out. Other devastating devastating results on these ways of life of the African people, that they come here and outmaneuver our people, and our people are drunk and unable to think properly. This is what they do. They destroy even the food that we eat, because they want to kill out certain number of us. Okay? Some time ago, I tell them that, you know, you don't have any right to put our people in a prison, you know. They don't, white people don't have any right to put African people into no handcuff and all that, you know. Because they don't have no government here for African people, you know. They don't have no, not even dust of jurisdiction over African people. These are psychopathic fucking ass. Come from Europe, that is not a civilized country. Neither are they in this world, is a textbook. But they want to claim that they are civilized still, though. No, you think we wouldn't come to the time when we're going to tell you to your face, you're not of our culture, and you need to get out, because we are created by who you don't want to identify with. And they are the ones that hold the power of the weather system and everything. And whatever is happening to you guys, when you go up in the sky into your plane and have whole lot of hundreds of people in a plane and stuff like that, it is the mercy of our gods that make these people return back to earth. If you don't know it, I'm telling you, right? When I tell you to get out our land, because it is evidence, it is evidence that we come to the Western world long, 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 thousands of years before you guys show up your sodomite self. Okay? But now we are telling you to get out. There was a time when you tell us to get out. And we did get out, right? Yeah, and a lot of us get killed by you. Well, today I'm telling you, get out of our territory. You think your fucking asshole give you America and give you everywhere we are. You're going to find out. You are going to find out. Tell you already, get out of our territory. All right? Here is the rest of what these sodomite people do to the Africans, and they behave now like they haven't done anything. You see what I mean? That lets you know that these people are not human beings. You know, how could they come here and kill so many people who have done them nothing, and they behave like nothing, they didn't do anything. You see, they are not human beings. And they should never be given a privilege to behave like they are humans. Okay? Now, why should white people try to position themselves like they have been good people, setting up churches and stuff like that? Why do they do that? It's the way of the evolution kind of creatures. When they do things to look like human beings, that's what it really is. So when they want to reduce the number of the African people, they use disease. How often you hear they talk about how many disease out there for you to catch? You see what I mean? And tell you that it come from China and all these kind of things. These guys have been using their disease from 100,000 years ago on us. On us. And they think it's It's right for them to drive us out of where we live. They do it long time. I tell you, 1220 AD, penalty of death. You know, I mean, kick you out of where you live and take away what you have. That's what these faggots are all about. And it is sickening for us to stoop down, and they're telling us to get out. You white people, get out. Realize where you are. Get out. And pretty soon, you will know what is coming for you. So, other devastating results on these ways of life that the African people live. They're trying to kill us off, including the Spanish mission to California. You probably never even hear these things read. A lot of people out there listening to me. Because what? They push us into a corner and we don't dare say these, we don't talk about these things. Now, we mean business. And we are not going to be pleasing these fucking asshole white people them, who claim they own everything. Oh, let's see what you own. Let's see what you own. You see? Well, they talk about each other, I mean, who have billions and trillions of dollars, man. You hear them talking about each other. Where they get it from? I know where they get it from. And they're going to find out that, you know what? None of these things are not theirs. Okay? As far as I see, the gods, you know, have a wide range of pain and suffering to use on these people for what they, the iniquity that they have done. Yes. So they go on with their mission against us in California, Florida, Texas. The U.S. government's attempts to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. It's all efforts by the sodomite white people churches and government to undermine Indian religious, governmental, kingship system, the civilized system of government, kingship. They are undermining us. And those that were back there in time, they were undermining them. And see, we come down to, we don't have any kingship government in operation. It is there. Kingship is there. And the laws are there. The name of the kings who write the laws are there. And one thing I want you to say and make it clear. These sodomite white people behaving like our law disappear. But they don't disappear. But here's the thing. Because they claim that we are citizens of them, of their United States Republic, we no longer covered under the God's kingship government. But we are created. They don't realize we are created by these Elohim immortal gods. So what are they doing with us under their so-called United States Roman Republic? How do they get to be a citizen? They do some crime, fraud. That's what, and they have not been approached. I'm approaching you. I'm telling you, because you can't change what I say. And you all could be billions and billions all over the world. You come down to just one. Because what you did is a crime. Is a crime without I mean, really it take a long time to really assess the kind of crime what these sodomites do. You see, they go to Lot and how they approach Lot. You see what they approach Lot and what they say. Yeah, that's what they do us here. But they see what happened at Lot's house. They get blindness thrown on them. Now, we're coming back to that. Right now, we are in a situation where we need the gods with the tornadoes and some other things that they have to, I mean, get these criminals out of our territory. Because we were here alone before they come here, and then they come down on us because, you know, they know what they wanted. And they can't be anything without something away from us. White people are nothing without the African people. But they turn it around the other way and make it seem like it is something else. But look in the scripture. Look, anything that they touch, it is something about us that they take and call it theirs. These fucking stinking ass all from Europe. Why I'm telling you, yeah, I am sent to tell you to get out. Because I would know how to tell you to get out. Otherwise, I am sent to tell you to get out. And if you don't get out, you know, the existence of the gods will do and take the next step. I'm telling you to get out. So at least you are being treated kindly. Get out with nothing. Because this territory, is none of yours. When you come here, it wasn't yours. Right now, it's not yours. You need to get out. You white, louse, white people that think you... Christianity is your shit. We don't want none of that. No more church or nothing like that. Get out. And if you think that what I'm saying, you know, is gas, well, you'll find out. You'll find out. And so all these things that they do to destroy our system, it had nothing to do with them. I say, not even brass tacks. Nothing we don't do, these fucking ghosts. Because they are possessed with demons. Get out. Yeah, we did them nothing. We did them nothing. And when they cut my mic off and, you know, I talk to them and I send them all these things that is written about them and what they do with us, they still keep on touching my mic and cut it off. Well, I'm not going to have headache over it, you know, because, you know, when that time comes, it comes. No joke about that. They do all these things, and I'm looking at these things that they do, and it's documented, you know. And it tells you that they wipe out the operation of our kingship that protects us in alienable rights. These slack, nasty white people are saying, they are the ones that are supposed to give us things, not the gods. They separate us from our gods. Can you imagine that? Look here. When I tell them to get out, you know, it means that the longer they stay, it's the worse it gets for them. You don't see it? Because the vengeance is heavy, especially when they stand to gain, to go back where they come from. But no, it's too nice when they are among us. You see what I mean? They're too nice. They're too nice. And, you know, they're not going to have the same kind of life. I am saying, get out. I'm warning you faggots to get out. And don't keep your faggot into our space. We want to breathe our own air. Ain't no joke about that. Our law is ours. It does not. It does not connect. You have not established any connection with our law. So get out. Get out of our territory. Okay? So it goes on to say, the deliberate destruction on the fauna. Now, it is the flora and fauna that American soldiers, no, not soldiers, American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extension of the buffalo. See, they were trying to destroy the way of life of our people. And they come here to do just that. Why do they come here to do it? Something exists from from 100,000 years ago. That's what brought them here after us, is what they did 100,000 years ago. And they don't want the world to know what they did. You see what I mean? Yeah, and they managed to keep it down in secret, you know, that nobody knows enough to even talk about it, but the time has come. What is it done in the darkness will come to the light, and this is what is happening. They think that they are going to be able to live out their lifetime, and these African people they call black people can't do anything about it. Well, you're going to find out that's not true. Get out in peace and leave our jurisdiction. Leave our wealth, because it never was ever yours. You want to know what is civilization? You don't know what is civilization. You don't steal from people. Look at them. Look at them. Look at these nasty, fly-blowing white people. Look at them and see how they position themselves. We don't value anything. And they turn our life into something that they want. That what I'm trying to tell you, this is something, the most awful and demeaning thing ever happened on planet Earth. I was to say something else, but it's being held off. It says, yes. So you can see everything is assaulting us. They are assaulting us in every given way and make it seem like they have a right to come here and do it. Yeah, because something go wrong 100,000 years ago. Something went wrong. No joke. The talking serpent or something. Something happened wrong. It's the reason why they are here today and why I am here today. It's, you know. Even the most well-informed and most reasonable estimate of a population separated from the temporary in by more than half a millennium is inevitably a very general approximation at best. Thornton's own painstaking and evolving demographic research during the past 3.5 decades arguably provides the best example of this kind of inquiry and research. Thornton has challenged Moody's very low estimate of counting the dead, the indigenous population. The indigenous population in what is today the continual United States, because it assumed no early significant indigenous European contact or early catastrophic indigenous population loss because of European or African diseases. In contrast, Thornton has pointed out that there were disastrous epidemics and population losses during the first half of the 16th century, resulting from incidental contact or even without direct contact, as disease spread from one American Indian tribe to another. Thornton has also challenged Dobbins' much higher indigenous population estimate, which are based on the Malthusian assumption that populations tend to increase to and beyond the limits of the food available to them at any particular level of technology. As Thornton has explained, human population do not necessarily expand to the numerical limits. Their technologies and natural resources below. And my friends, this is about what I have here. And so I will try to hand on a few melodies here and see how well we go.
To build a better nation, clean up our creation. Thank you. throne of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is in the city. Vexation of the soul. Vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place. Thank you.
Love and hate can never be friends. Oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Envy no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be free by the Father's hand. Leave my roots children. Oh yeah. Leave my pastor children. Cup running over, yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
Okay, so see,
Thank you.